Okay, so just tell us your school and then kind of just a real brief report and the burdens, okay?
Amen, Saints. Well, we're from Tampa, Florida, and we're at University of South Florida. I'm Joey and
Angelo.
Amen. And our burden was that we really wanted to bring this message back, especially as it was given to the saints there. We only have a few that labor on campus, and we really wanted to bring it back and burden the ones that the Lord wants to raise up. Right now, the college students are there, and they function in a certain capacity, but we just don't see the hunger, you know. And before this, I didn't have the hunger that I have right now. You know, I really enjoyed my time on the campus, and I don't want it to be a vapor. I don't want it to disappear, and I don't want to go back to life the way it was before I got here. You know, so I really want to just the prayer would be to help us bring the message back to the saints back home and to spread the and just to spread it in a proper way.
Right, and then we also feel like this is not just a matter for the older saints, the ones, you know, whether it be the elders or something, but us as the students and the incoming freshmen, that we would be able to take this back, form a nucleus, and us as the students be the ones aggressively going on the campuses, you know, taking the tracks with us, not only waiting for every other Wednesday, you know, BFA Bible, and then just hope that, okay, you know, I have class, I can't make it, you know, amen, brother, you'll be there. No, but we have to take the time to take this back and take this burden.
Yes, I'll go first. My name is Brian Rocha. We're from the University of Central Florida in Orlando. And, well, there's a lot of burdens, but I will say one of the most important ones is to have, okay, we have about 5 students on campus, but we don't really meet on campus, right? So we've been hearing that we want to, we have to have a nucleus time, right? A set time to meet on campus. And to start meeting on campus first by prayer, right? Just having a time of prayer on campus. That would be really good. And then, you know, the Lord can work out, you know, whatever he needs to work, if it's just a Bible study or something else, right? And another one is, you know more about the club, right?
Well, one thing that's been really frustrating on the campus is we have a team, you see here, but actually having an official team on campus where we can set up a table and actually bring students to us. And there's something called a religious chair on our campus, and we had about maybe 4 attempts to actually try to open a team and a club on campus, and they denied us 4 times already. So maybe if we can pray that their hearts will be softened, and so that the Lord may, you know, make a way on the campus.
And also another important thing, okay, we've been in our homies, we've been going over the God-ordained way, right? And it spoke about having that each locality should have a group of full-timers, right? In Orlando, we don't have any full-timers at all. So, first, the brother mentions in that God-ordained way that we are all full-timers, right? In the eyes of the Lord, we are all full-timers because we need to give our time to the Lord. So, but he also emphasizes the point that there needs to be those ones, you know, carrying on that burden as full-timers, right? Either if it's older saints or, you know, those ones coming out of the full-time training.
Yeah.
So, I graduate, I have about, like, this is going to be my senior year, but I'm like a super senior, whatever you call it, but. But, right. Yeah. So, amen. I mean, there's a lot of burdens, but I don't want to take up everybody's time.
Amen. We're from Gainesville, Florida, and in Gainesville there are actually two college campuses. There's the University of Florida, and then there's Santa Fe College. And I actually just graduated from the University of Florida, and since the last report, I think we told the Saints that just about all of the core students at UF will have graduated or left by this summer, and we really needed the freshmen. So anyway, I just want to encourage the Saints, prayers work! The Lord brought us four freshmen, and one of them is here today. Amen. So anyway, our burden for UF is that these four freshmen, along with a couple of the existing students on the campus, would be built together. They'd be vitally connected, and they would form the student nucleus so that the Lord would really have a way to go on at UF.
Amen.
And then the prayer for Santa Fe would just be that the Lord would add students, because right now there's only three students at Santa Fe. So Lord Jesus, He needs to add students to Santa Fe.
Yeah.
They would have companions to go on with.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. My name's David. This is Esther, and this is Anna, and we're going to the Florida International University, which is in Miami. And our first burden is that we need a nucleus that really stood out as far as the messages. The Lord is bringing a lot of the saints into the school, freshmen, others, you know, sophomore, junior, and including graduate. And we just need a strong nucleus, because nothing happens without the one accord.
And our second burden is for the freshmen. There's a lot of them, and they're really open and seeking, and that we would really take time to take care of them, and that they'll be built up into the church life, and be, you know, vital members of the body. Amen.
Amen.
I'm Sarah, and Jacksonville, Florida, for UNS and SSCJ, and no one could be here from Jacksonville, so we have to stand with them. But the last semester, there was two remaining fruit that are still with us, and our biggest burden is how we take these new ones and how we bring them into the church life, how we bring them to the meetings. We're really burdened for them. They come, they've been coming for a year, but we just don't know how to make this transaction into, you know, this going to the college meetings into the actual church life. So it's a really big burden. And we have about, how many, 15 to 20 saints that meet every Wednesday? Mondays and Thursdays. And we only have, like, three people from college. So the biggest burden, you know, that's another burden, is that, you know, we have 15 saints and only three are the new ones. So we need this to be increased.
Amen.
And, you know, this is, the freshmen are coming, and this is also a big burden that we would gain the freshmen. That the freshmen would come to the meetings and they would see something different. Yeah. Is that it? Amen.
Hi, I'm at Florida Atlantic University. And there's like four or five of us there. I was the only one able to come here. But just burdened. I won't be on the campus anymore because I finished all my classes. So just going to share with them what went on here, and just burdened for us to pray, you know, and for the Lord to have a set time at least once a week that they meet on the campus and just focus on one or two, right? Just to have remaining fruit.
Jesus. I moved to Tallahassee last week, and I'll be starting at FSU next month. Anyway, my burden is just, there's a lot concerning the work. It's a migration city. There are a lot of saints praying about moving there. There's something already starting, but my first burden is the Lord, a few weeks ago, led me to read this really sweet book in the ministry. It's a little booklet called Ministering to the House or to God.
And that just really, really touched me that the Lord, you know, the work of the house is in the outer court, and it's so busy and it's so active. But really what he desires is us, for us to minister to him in the sanctuary. And just really with this move, I just really want to learn with the other saints that the Lord is moving there, what it means to be ministering to the Lord first and foremost. And that all the work on the campus, you know, whether a team comes, whether there's whatever gets raised up, it would be an outflow of life. It would be vital right from the beginning. You know, we want to start by personally being made vital and be related vitally to whoever the Lord brings there. And then the second burden is specifically for myself. I'm starting a two-year program, and including myself, there'll be 35 people in that program. For the next 2 years, we'll be in all the same classes, everything. And I'm just burdened that of those 35, Lord, there just have to be some seekers. And I don't know, in my classes and just being with them in a regular way, just who would the Lord gain?
Okay, so is this everyone for Georgia Tech? Yeah. We're Georgia Tech. We have a club. There's full-timers on our campus. And we have a weekly Bible study. But also, we've just been more burdened that that our students would come together. Last semester, we made definite steps regarding a forming a nucleus. And it was very positive. But we'd like that to continue into this next semester. So that being to strengthen that time, but also that it would happen, that the schedules would work so that it could come together. And then kind of related to that is the matter of the gospel. We're burdened that the gospel would go out on our campus, that it would go kind of start with the nucleus, and then a few burdened students would bring that gospel to the campus. So that's number one. And number two, similar to another campus, Gainesville, I think there, we're losing a lot of students. Some are graduating, some are studying abroad or something. So we're burdened for the younger ones to rise up and to take the lead, as we've been hearing, taking the leadership on the campus. To be burdened for the campus and that it would go on according to the way the Lord desires. So the continuation. Okay, that's it for Georgia Tech.
Hey, we're from Georgia State. And we have a few practical burdens. The first is, I guess, just as a little background, historically in Atlanta, it's been hard to live near campus because it's Georgia State is right in downtown, and Georgia Tech also is right in downtown. But recently, some saints have moved closer to campus, and there's one house or a few homes near Georgia Tech. And we're sort of burdened that the same would happen for Georgia State as well. So next semester, there'll be a few students moving closer to the Georgia State campus. Me and my siblings, we're renting a house near the Georgia State campus. And also a few other Georgia State sisters will be moving into downtown. And we just pray that the Lord would bless this and that he would be able to use this for the gospel and for just a practical church life near our campus.
Amen. And for our second burden, See, there's a lot of sisters in the club at Georgia State, but not so many brothers. And there's, I guess, two other brothers that are solidly in the club that aren't here this week. Asher and I are both going to be graduating, and one of those, right? Three of us. Anyway, three of the brothers are going to graduate next year. And so we're just really burdened that for the student coordination and just for the club, that there would be more freshmen come in, and especially more brothers, so we could gain some more brothers this next year, just for the sake of the fellowship.
Hello. Well, I guess I didn't have a lot of specific burdens, but I go to school. The last three semesters I went to Georgia Perimeter College, and I'm kind of in the middle of deciding if I want to transfer to a technical school called Gwinnett Tech. But I guess I'm the only person on my campus, and only brother, only saint on my campus. And I guess one of my burdens that comes to my mind is I run into a lot of my friends from high school, and and I'm pretty close to my friends from high school, still, and I'm really burdened for all of them. And a lot of my friends know that I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, and I don't have a problem with asking them to go to a home meeting with me. And some of them even go to a home meeting with me sometimes, but it's nothing serious. But I guess my burden is just to maybe even open up situations where I could talk to my friends when I run into them on campus. So, yeah.
Amen. Well, I go to a school here in Georgia. It's North Georgia College and State University. And, the burden, I guess, would be one of the messages talked about the student nucleus doesn't have to be just saints from the church life, but it can be other believers and seekers, even unbelievers, you know. And so I know there's a lot of people that I know that are just truly seeking the Lord, and that we may be able to form a nucleus that would be just burdened for the campus there. And and I guess my second burden would be that we would have some brothers, young brothers and sisters to move up there, or maybe some full-timers, or to start the church life in Dahlonega, which is a beautiful city. So I'm just trying to. So, all right. So, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We go to school at UGA, this campus. And there's a lot that's been going on this summer, I guess, just in the way of report. Right now, during this week, all the students that you've been seeing at the dining halls are going through something called freshman orientation. And there's a lot of those. There's about 16. And so each time they come, we meet them, or we try to meet them. They pass by our table. There's a big room full of tables, and we get about anywhere from 40 to 60 names per time. And so those, that's one thing, I guess. And then there's another thing. That's what's going on right now. Then we're also doing something else. Agora will share on right now.
UGA has, during the month of July, UGA has what they call the Freshman College Summer Experience. So about 300 or 400 freshmen start college a month early. So the whole month of July, they're here taking classes and, you know, kind of adjusting. And they're all housed at Cresswell Dorm, which is the dorm right next to Bolton Dining Commons, where we've been eating this week. So if you've met any freshmen who are here taking classes, that's probably what they're doing. And they have their own special orientation that's dedicated to only the freshmen participating in that month. And so when we found that out last year, and we did a little something right before the college training last year, but because we had the college training immediately afterwards, we didn't really maintain any contact except with a couple who eventually we kind of lost contact with. So this summer, we made a concerted effort to get in touch with all of the ones from the freshman college orientation that came by our table. We contacted every single one by phone or email or whatever we had for them. And we set up a Bible study on Tuesday nights in their dorm. And we brought cookies, and we're going over the book of Philippians because it's four chapters and there's 4 weeks to freshman college. 22 freshmen came the first time, 4 came the second time. I don't know what that means. We'll see what happens the third time. But what we've been doing is we're using the Recovery Version study group material. So we're not just kind of like having a Bible study. We're trying to get them into the Recovery Version. We just had some fellowship and decided we're not ashamed of the ministry that we have. We're not ashamed of the Bible that we have, so we're just putting it out there. We ordered some BFA Bibles that we're going to be handing out next week, and we're just going to say, hey, this is the Bible we used for this Bible study. It's really good. Check it out. So anyway, that's something we're trying. We're just trying to do some research and development and see what happens.
So our first main burden is that for all the contacts that we have with all the freshmen, we want to be able to follow up with them, and we want them to be able to meet with us. And it kind of falls on our part because we have to be able to participate in this. And I should mention, I just graduated, so I have a really strong burden for the students that are still here, that are still remaining, to rise up and be able to follow up with the students that are coming in and to function in that way.
And the second burden, just real quick, is we're having Freshman Connect. It's just going to be like this one-day activity with UGA and then the schools in Atlanta. And so basically, just to get all the freshmen that we can to come to this day and, you know, get a taste of the clubs and stuff. So basically, we want them to sign up. That's the burden.
Hi, I'm from Emory, and there are more of us, but I'm the only one that could come this week. And so basically, our biggest thing is that we can't have a club on campus. We are a private school, and so, you know, they already had a Christian club, and so they told us we don't need to, you know. And so we can't even pass out tracts. Like, that's how bad it is. And so the only way that we can expand our club is if we really just go out and speak to our own friends. And so I guess we just have a burden that we would, you know, just be able to preach the gospel on campus. And also, we definitely need to have more meeting times because a lot of the students are actually scattered. Like, there were some saints at Emory that I didn't actually know were there because, like, we were all just doing our own thing. And we only really had one meeting per week, and a lot of us couldn't make it. So, so we just had a burden to have more meetings, more types of meetings, maybe, you know, different times of the week and at homes and for different burdens and things like that. And also, there's going to be a brother named Jack Chen who will be teaching at Emory this upcoming semester. And so, you know, perhaps that could be a great influence to his students as well. So, and he could be a big testimony. So, yeah, that's about it. So, amen.
Amen. I'm doing a 2 years program, and I didn't have any like burdens, but I know the Lord has so many burdens about people, and I just want to pray about that I can express the Lord, and so can people can see Christ through me on the campus. Amen. Is like a small institute for massage therapists. Yeah. Georgia, in Atlanta. Atlanta.
Well, yeah. So, I go to Clayton State. And I guess the one burden I will have to be the... There's a few, one or two Bible studies already in there. So it's a bunch of different denominations, you know. So they try to drop the denomination part of it as much as you can. But still, the Bible studies still have titles like Methodist Church, blank, whatever. So if you can pray that the Christians there, the brothers there can gather together in a more, you know, unity and more cohesive way, so drop out the divisions and just talk about Christ. That'd be good.
Okay, I'm from NC State. Right now, we have a lot of contacts that we gained last year, especially Chinese students. And our main burden is that we would be able to bring them into the church life, especially that we would be connected with them. And also, for us, I don't think there's really much of a need to gain many new people, because we have many new people who are already open to meet with us. And the need really is to start taking care of them.
Yes. Oh yeah, okay. And then also, so Abraham said we have a lot of new ones already a lot of the work was already done for us. And we had a couple of gospel meetings last semester, and they were pretty good. There was like one who he was really open, and so me and an older brother and sometimes another brother, Daniel, we've been having Bible studies with this brother Chris. And you know, there's a lot of new Chinese ones that came from mainland China the last year, but then there's also a slow trickle of the typical Americans, and that's what these two sides need to be brought together and really built together.
So we're the Saints at Duke University, and we feel that over the last couple of years, the Lord has really been moving on Duke campus. Every year we've been gaining about two or three saints to go study there. And so that's really been encouraging for us. And then last year we got two new ones that meet with us regularly. So now we have a group on campus that's about five or six that meet regularly every week. What else is there? Oh yeah, we established a club this past year on campus, and then we even had our first gospel meeting. So that was a real encouragement to us that we can actually do something on the campus. And this club, we decided, you know, needs to be something of the students, and it can't be something that the older saints take care of. It really needs to be a burden for the students. So we really took it under our own hands to establish this club and to create this gospel meeting. I guess our main burdens are to just increase the growth in our club. So we will gain, so through the campus work, we will really have an effective gospel work, and then to gain new ones, and then to also really have a proper way to shepherd these new ones so that they will also share in our burden for the campus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This is a burden for Wake Tech. We're picking it up. We are a community college, Wake Tech Community College, and mainly the school is used as a transfer program to usher in students to Duke, UNC Chapel Hill, and State. Two of our burdens, I'll share one of them and Kennedy will share the other. Our first burden is that we're trying to establish a club there, and we need two faculty advisors, at least two, and three would be great, but just two is the bare minimum. And another thing is that our campuses are really spread out. Because it is a community college, there's a main campus, a north campus, a health and science campus, and there are, one of them is like an hour away, one of them is 30 minutes away. So they're really spread out. So it's hard to get the students together. And also, the community college provides college prep courses for high school students. So we realized that this is a great opportunity to gain young ones from high schools, and hopefully that they'll be getting into NC State and UNC Chapel Hill and areas such like that.
Yeah. As you said, you know, one of the things which just, I think there's like five campuses which we have all spread out around around Raleigh, North Carolina. We just basically need a time in which we can all be able to meet, you know, because we all have different schedules and different plans. And so we just want to get a time in which we can form a nucleus, come together, you know, just fellowship together.
So I kind of associate myself with Wake Tech because I coordinate with them, but my campus is slightly different. I take night classes at Durham Tech, and I'm actually the only college student there that's in the church life. I'm not there often, so I guess my burden would be just that I would want to actually stay there and connect myself to those students because I get out of there as soon as possible, and that the Lord has just really put a burden in my heart to actually speak to someone there. But my main campus is actually my work. I work at AICPA, and it's I'm actually there like 45 days a week. I mean, no. 45 hours. I feel like it's 45 days. But and actually, I used to previously be in a position where I was kind of in my own thing there, and like I didn't really associate with a lot of people. But in January, I got promoted into a new position, and I work with three other people, and like we're like in this one, like we're a team. The four of us are a team. One's a Mormon, one's an atheist, and the other one is a Hindu. And she, I don't know what she does. She like meditates, and I'm not sure. But the Lord didn't even really like that ever register to me. I just thought, you know, hey, I'm just working with the people, and it's gonna be fun. We have a great time, and we've gotten really close because we work really close together. And in a huge office, and you know, a lot of you, if you work in a small team, you get really close together because you do everything together. And I really enjoyed the message when he was sharing. The Lord puts us in these. He puts the people around us for a specific reason. Like, he puts them there for us. Like, if we're not going to minister, like if we're not going to preach the gospel, who is? You know, like, who's going to preach the gospel to them? We are. And the Lord just really touched me, like, just to say something. I mean, I'm a lot young. I'm the youngest person in my company, and so I'm a lot younger than them, so I get really intimidated by just being the youngest one. But I need to be a testimony of Christ there. The others would see Christ in me, and the Lord would just give me a courage just to say just a little nugget, something to them that will really just register in them, and that will really just, they can see something of Christ in me.
Okay, so we're the brothers and sisters from UNC Charlotte. And I'm just going to give a brief overview of what's going on the past year. The first part of the year was really good. We gained some freshmen. Denny's here. But then, like, the second semester, it seemed like, there was a lot more of a struggle. And we lost some of our key ones. But the first part of that semester was really a struggle. We kind of lost a lot of the vital contact we've been having, praying together and stuff. And we got really busy. But then the second, at least towards the end of this semester, the Lord started working, and I feel like it got a lot better, and we've been having more contact, vital contact, and then calling each other to pray, and especially during the summer, the Lord's been doing more. So we've been contacting the freshmen. We have a table at the freshman orientation. That's leading us into the two.
Okay, so the two points. I'm going to share one, then Alex will share the other. My point is pray for the nucleus, that the nucleus would really be strengthened, that we would really practice the vital groups, like really, you know. And, you know, there's been something, but it needs to be strengthened. And also that there's a lot of, we have a fair number of people, but a lot of them are sort of hovering on the periphery, you know, that some of them would be brought more into it. So that's.
And our second burden is really to pray for the propagation of the gospel on the campus. Even so, it would be a daily matter, a normal way, you know, because we're here for this.
Amen.
We're here for the propagation on the campuses. We're not here for the education.
Amen.
We're here to propagate the gospel.
Amen.
Okay. Just pray for the follow-up. Oh, you go. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The follow-up of the freshmen too, because I think that's one thing we're lacking. We really need to help with the follow-up.
I wasn't really going to share, but I was in UNCC last year, but this year I'm going to go to at Central Piedmont Community College to continue my education, and the Lord just told me share, and I said, "But no." So anyway, I am taking a bunch of classes that pretty much a group of students will be together for that entire semester. So the Lord kind of put this burden in me that I can at least contact one person or bring one person into the Lord, and maybe that person could also be like a two or three for that particular campus. And that's it.
Okay. I go to a school called North Carolina A&T State University, and it's in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I was the only one on my campus, but now it's another sister's meeting with a couple in Greensboro. And we meet at least every Tuesday night, and we have fellowship. So. But I guess my burden would be that the Lord would add to Greensboro, like add more people to move there, because it's a big college town. There's at least five schools there. And then there's another city next to it where there's a university called High Point University. And there's another city right next to it where there's two universities there. So at least eight schools in that, you know, one area, so that the Lord would add to those areas. And then also that I'd be able to seize the opportunity to preach the gospel on my campus.
I'm from the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, and just in the way of report, I'm still really the only one there, a young person on the campus that's really solidly in the church life, but there's a brother there taking classes this summer, just like professional courses. There's a brother that's a grad student that's transferring from Idaho next semester, so he'll be on campus. And one of the sister's husbands, he's not meeting with the church right now, but he is a professor on the campus. So that we have some. But my burden really is that we would form a nucleus of people who are burdened for the campus, whether that's local saints or whether that's students or people from other Christian organizations, whoever it is, that we would have a strong nucleus. So that eventually we would be able to have a club, because we have to have 10 students and a faculty advisor to have a club. So that's really the main burden there.
Amen. Well, I have a burden for the community college that I'm going to this next 2 years. And me and one other sister who stopped coming for a while and just recently came back, and the last few months, and a young brother who's just been meeting for the next few months also. And that maybe we form a nucleus. And when I went there to visit, and there was a lot of older people, and I'm praying that the Lord will bring in some young ones this next freshman year. And also, I'm a burden for MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University. I live not that far from there, and there has been a burden for campus work there for over 10 years. And there's going to be 10,000 to 20,000 new freshmen coming in this year. And there's going to be two families moving from California to hopefully start a campus work. And I have a really big burden for that campus. Also for UT Chattanooga, I have a burden to go there after I'm done with the 2 years at the community college. And there's one sister there going right now, and there's not a lampstand there yet. But I just have a really big burden that the Lord will work in these next few years for a nucleus in each community college and university there.
Yeah, I'm no longer a student, but MTSU is now the largest school in Tennessee, and like she said, there's families moving there in Murfreesboro now, hopefully to start a campus work. So really, I'm just really hoping the Lord would move and gain many young ones there, and even have a college meeting maybe out there, Lord Jesus. And there's many schools in Nashville as well, Vanderbilt and Belmont, and there's a lot of saints working at Vanderbilt. So maybe that the Lord would be able to gain ones through them. Also, Memphis, the University of Memphis and Rhodes College, there's a team there still, and it's kind of funny. They have a campus house right next to campus, kind of like this, and they always have a meeting on Fridays. Anyway, just to encourage the team there, and even to add remaining fruit in Memphis.
Amen, saints. We are alive at George Mason, Fairfax, Virginia. Our student corps has grown from 6 to 12, and our student population at George Mason is about 30,000, so that's a lot of people that we got to save. our club is going really well. We have a full-time team on campus. Things are really looking up. Students have begun taking up the burdens.
In the past year, we've had a very large increase in George Mason. We started having a brother's house, and another thing is like we've been meeting together. Like every semester, we would go out to a ski resort or camping, and then we would just get together. We get to know each other, be vital with one another, pray with each other, and start building up a nucleus. And I think what the burden for next semester is, since we have new members added to University of Maryland and University of Virginia, that we would all come together and just be vital with one another and just pray for each other.
I just graduated from high school, so I don't know, I don't really know what exactly is going on with GMU. But I'll be attending community college, which is Northern Virginia Community College. And there's also another brother who also attended college with me from our locality. And so our house is not that far from the college, so we'll be attending all the meetings and outings. And as Target, this brother and I, we're not here, he's not here today, but we as a freshman will take responsibility to bring many freshmen as possible to the campus. So amen, praise the Lord.
As far as prayer burdens, the first one is we need more sisters. As Andrew mentioned, last semester we had a core of about 12, and six of those were really key sisters, and all of them graduated. Two of which, hallelujah, are going to this full-time training. And one another sister actually transferred to UVA. So we need a fresh stock of freshman sisters. We're actually getting one from Spokane, Washington, and then another transferring in from VCU. But we need these sisters to come into function, and then we need more to join them. The second burden is that this is for our orientation. This past summer, we've been participating in our orientation, but nominally, because there are some rules and regulations that don't allow us to actually contact the freshmen. So they're not, the orientation is not that beneficial. So we just need to pray that the Lord will rule and overrule in that situation so that the orientation will be opened back up so that we can contact the freshmen.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. I just thought to remind us that, you know what? Everything that we do on the campus is for the church. So when we think about the campus, we should think about the church as well. They're actually one. So in Charlottesville, Virginia, we are, the church is being formed and is growing. And there's about 25 saints there. There's about 2 students. There will be 3 this coming semester. And a lot of things are happening, Bible studies, gospel outreach, but they're just getting started. So I think that's all I'll say.
We're going to be starting. Actually, the club has been, there's been a club on campus for a number of years, but there has been a lot of people, and it's mainly just grad students and, you know, older, like adult graduate students that were on campus. So we just need to pray. So the 2 prayer burdens, number one, we pray that the Lord would add 4 to us this year, 4 students that are not church kids, that are new ones, right? 4 students, so 2 per semester that would remain with us, remaining fruit. So we pray that the Lord would add 4 to us this year to, you know, hopefully we'll form a student nucleus. And second, we pray that there would be more established young people to come to UVA, right? We need people that know how to take care of the new ones. We need established young people that are going to be freshmen, hopefully, and that will have 4 good years on the campus. Yeah. So we just pray that the Lord would just spread fire on the campus, right?
Amen.
The Lord would spread his word and gain many.
Amen.
Amen.
My name's Janelle, and I go to VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University. And to be honest, before coming to this college training, I didn't have a burden for campus work. I didn't have the heart for man. And just praise the Lord. Thank you for this college training. I have seen God's burden, Lord. And I just pray that, you know, God consecrates this word in my being, Lord, that he just uses me this upcoming semester. And I know that he's given me so many opportunities my freshman year, and I just completely wasted all of them. And it's such a burden, you know? And another thing is, before I started college, or like in the beginning, my dad added a Wednesday night Bible study. And at the beginning, a couple brothers started coming, but now, like, no college students except for myself attend now. And I just want to just give that to the Lord. Just hope for the addition of more students and to keep their interest in attending it.
So we're from the University of Maryland, and I'll just give a brief background, and then we'll have our 2 incoming freshmen give our prayer burdens. So the University of Maryland is about 10 miles northeast of Washington, D.C., and the nearest locality there is the church in Beltsville, which is about a 10-minute drive away. So the team there started about a year and a half ago when 4 full-timers from the Dunloring team migrated up to Beltsville, and then they began to labor on the campus. And then this past semester, I was added to the team, and we also were in Austin for the apprenticeship this last semester, so things weren't as normal as they used were in previous semesters on the campus because we were in Austin in the apprenticeship. And then this summer we've had a total of 19 orientations, of which so far we've gotten over 100 contacts, freshman contacts. So with that, turn it over to John.
So one of our burdens, prayer burdens, is that the freshmen that signed up at orientation would respond to our call, and that they would come to our Freshman Connect event that we're holding.
And our second prayer burden is that we would form a solid student nucleus, and that we would have definite prayer time every week.
Amen. Hallelujah. Here representing the students at University of Maryland, Baltimore County, which actually, by the Lord's mercy, we really feel that the Lord is really moving there. It was actually very simple for us to get our club status approved. We have an unbelieving sponsor sponsoring us, and you know, we just feel that the Lord's really moving at UMBC. There's five brothers right now meeting there. Who are college students and graduate students, and we have one serving sister, but we know we're gonna get more. So our prayer burdens. We want not to lose the Lord's presence, because really this is all according to the Lord's blessing. And if we lose His presence, we lose His blessing. So the first prayer item is that the Lord will continue to be with us. The second item is that. That our nucleus will be strengthened with burden and with prayer, because only with burden and prayer, this is the way that the Lord moves. So may the Lord increase the burden and prayer in our nucleus.
Okay, so we're Saints from New York City, and I just want to give you a brief overview of the situation in New York. There's currently 120 college students in the church in New York City, and these Saints are scattered in over 27 campuses. And a number of these schools only have one Saint in each campus, but there are five schools with a larger group. And we have anywhere from 12 to 22 Saints. And it's New York University, Columbia University, Queens College, Polytech, and SUNY Stony Brook. And in this past school year, at least 15 students were added to the church life through the campus labor. And there are about 30 more who are under our care, but not fully involved yet.
Amen. So a couple of us here go to NYU, Diana, Joanna, and me. And Lois, Sue, she graduated. So we have roughly 20 students at NYU. We feel like the Lord is really moving there. Every year there's a lot of incoming freshmen coming in. I think next year like 5 or 6 freshmen from all over the country are coming to NYU. So recently we just got club status and we started meeting. This was because of the prayer of the saints. We had club status maybe 10 years ago, and for 9 years we tried to reapply for it and we were denied, but thanks to the Lord, in the spring we regained club status. So we're going to try to meet regularly next year, and also have a lot of activities like a gospel meeting planned in the fall, and have a strong presence at the school's orientation. Another one of our burdens is historically at NYU, a lot of the saints get lost in college, so a lot of the church kids coming in get lost in college. So one of our burdens is to help the incoming freshmen have a personal relationship with the Lord, and also to get them involved in the practical services of the church.
I go to Molloy College, and I'm the only one, but I usually meet with the other saints in Queens. There's a Queens College and St. John's University, and I guess one prayer burden that I really have is that the students who actually came to the college training from New York would infuse the burden to the other saints who couldn't come. Amen.
Hi, my name is Micah, and I'm a freshman going to Bergen Community College. So I don't really know what the situation is there, but I'm just hoping that, like, I meet people and that that the Lord will just, like, soften the students' hearts and just, like, bring people to Him.
I actually go to Rutgers University, but I'm going to try to give a report of FDU and NJIT. And as far as I know, NJIT in the beginning had a hard time establishing a campus ministry or a group. But now it's working well. And they actually received like a leadership reward or something. And also at FDU, we have two new ones that are meeting with us regularly at Nutley. And so I guess one burden would be that they would continue to grow in the Lord and be more constituted in the body. Just as words of encouragement, at first they weren't very open, but now they're starting to show that, you know, they're very interested and they're actively coming to the church. Amen.
We're from Rutgers University, and Rutgers currently has 26,700 undergrads, and we have 41 saints and new ones. 16 of them meet regularly, and 23 meet at least once a month.
There are now two brothers' houses with 11 brothers, and one sister's house with 5 sisters. And 6 students meet regularly for the campus prayer meeting. And some of us have appointments with the new ones during the week.
The main burdens that we need to pray for are really, first, we need some full-timers there, because currently we only have one full-timer, and this is the largest school in New Jersey. Well, we saw there's around more than 25,000 students there, and there's only 41 of us. But even if we were to gain new ones, we wouldn't be able to handle them because there's no full-timers there. So we need some new older ones to come, and also for the older students to step up. Right now we only have us two as the older ones because most of the other ones are going on rotations because they're in six-year programs. So we need more older students as well to get into the nucleus.
And our second burden is to gain more of the typical American students. Actually, there is about 50% Caucasian students meeting at Rutgers, and our Christians on Campus group has about 80% Asians, and so most of the questions we get when they first come is this a Chinese group? Or so we would like to make the environment more comfortable for the typical American students, and yeah, amen.
Amen. So I am the only student from the church in Lawrence, so I guess I'll be representing TCNJ, Mercer Community County College, Princeton University, and my school. So the campus work has really grown this past year. It's really all thanks to the Lord and in all of our prayers. But so recently we've been starting more on-campus meetings. At TCNJ, they have a Wednesday meeting time where they come together to bring material. And then also at Princeton University on Monday nights, they have one where they come together to read material as well. But so far, I guess the one of my burdens is that across all the campuses, we would start to coordinate with the other Christian groups on campus because I'm the only one at my school, which is Westminster Choir College. And so, there is another group on campus that started recently, which is coming together into dorm rooms to read the Bible together. And so the Lord's really shown His mercy on me to open my heart, open my eyes to know that, you know, there are other people, there are other saints, right? There are other Christians who really have a burden for the campus. So I guess the first burden is to coordinate with the other Christian groups to really come together to pray for the campus. And then the second burden, I think, would be to really have more homes closer to the campus locations because all of us meet probably between 20 to 30 minutes away from our campuses for the home meetings on Friday nights. So, and praise the Lord, I'm actually moving into a house close to my campus with a widowed sister. So hopefully the Lord can use this house to start, you know, a home meeting setting at my school.
Amen. We are the saints from Philadelphia,
And my campus is the University of Pennsylvania. There are a number of undergrad and also graduate students there. And recently we started a weekly Bible study. And we've had a number of new ones, but I guess one of the burdens would be that they would stay. We don't want them to sort of trickle in and trickle out. And also another burden, I just really feel like the Lord was speaking to me this week to say that the students, we really need to be built together. And praise the Lord, we do have a campus team like serving all the Philadelphia area schools, but as students, we can't just be sort of there, you know, we need to be built up together. So praise the Lord.
So I go to Rutgers University, but my campus is at the Camden campus, which is South Jersey, so I meet with Philadelphia. I'm currently the only one on my campus, and also I'm separated by a bridge from Philadelphia, so, I mean, that makes it harder. But, so I guess my burden would really be that I after hearing this message, I would, you know, join, at least participate with the other Christian groups on campus. So there's actually one Christian club on campus. We're a pretty small campus, about 6,000, I think, total undergrad and graduate students. So there is one Christian club on campus, so I would, you know, join with them, perhaps, you know, pray with them, form a nucleus. And they do have activities like preaching the gospel. And really, I would have the time to, you know, join with them. And even, so in the past two semesters, I also passed out tracts, but I haven't really passed out my contact information, so I just gave out tracts and, you know. So in this upcoming semester, maybe when I pass out the tracts, I can have contact information. I live in the dorms, but it's mainly a commuter school. So for those who live in the dorms, maybe we can have a little time together someday during the week. So that would actually be really great, just in the dorms in some room. So that's one, a prayer time in the dorms. And another would be, you know, nucleus. I could join the other Christian groups and, you know, pray with them concerning the campus.
Hi, I'm going to be starting at Lehigh this fall. And I'm the only one there as a college student, well, going to be a college student. I know there's one high school student there and one student from Philadelphia who's going to be coming up for rotations for 2 months. But I think the nearest locality is Philly, which is about an hour away. So I guess my main burden is having a strong nucleus of like a couple of saints coming together. So at least there'll be a home meeting or something that I can continue my enjoyment with. And also another one would be, I guess, the Lord gaining his ground at Lehigh and spreading the gospel and the gospel work there.
My name's Crystal. I go to Swarthmore College. It's a small school. There's like 1,300 of us total. And there are three sisters there right now. The problem is that even though there are three of us there, we're not really meeting. So we don't really have a nucleus. So I guess my first burden is that we would have a nucleus. We would be able to pray together, even arrange our schedules to have time to pray together. And the second burden is that Swarthmore is a school that's all about saving the world and, you know, all these worldly things and improving your humanity. But really just to pray that people would just get out of their minds and get out of their natural concepts and just be really open to the Lord.
I'm Jeanette, and I go to Villanova University, and there's another sister, Carolyn, and also Phil at Villanova. And so last year we were able to start having a regular weekly prayer time. And so out of that we were able to hang door hangers on two freshman dorms. So one prayer burden is that the Lord would work on those seeds that were planted and bring us the seekers this next year. And they'll mostly be sophomores this year. And also we also got two BFA contacts last year when Phil set up a table, but they never contacted us back after we contacted them. So pray for all those ones, and then also to strengthen our nucleus on campus and to keep us faithful in these prayer times. And also last year we got a semi status as a club, but we don't have any new ones meeting with us, and it's just us, the three of us, and sisters who come from the campus team to meet with us.
I'm representing Drexel University. Currently at Drexel University, there are three students, a few gospel friends, two faculty members and one postdoc. So for considerations of prayer, there would be that, one, that a nucleus would be formed among the ones there. Two, that we would have a burden, would pick up the Lord's burden for the gospel. Three would be for one of the faculty members that is starting this year, that they would have a home close to the campus that is able to be able to shepherd the ones there. And really that this isn't a separate campus. Since we all came out together, really all the campuses in Philadelphia are intertwined one with another. And that all, even our burdens are the same as you all's. Oh Lord. And that this burden is really the same burden in the Lord's recovery and the Lord's desire. So, amen.
I'll just give a brief report for Temple University. None of the brothers are here from there right now. It's a premier public university in Philadelphia, and it's where most of the typical Philadelphians go. There's about a group of about five brothers there meeting now. They just started a club, and this summer they've been doing a distribution during freshman orientation. So like Joe shared, you know, there's as you realize, there's a lot of campuses in the city of Philadelphia, and I don't know how many of you know, but in the year the last couple of years, Philadelphia was chosen for one of the target cities for migration, and it's actually it's different from the rest of the target cities in that we're already quite a large locality. There's already quite a strong testimony in the city, but the main burden was in that choosing Philadelphia is that there would be the increase for the Lord's recovery. In the book of Acts, you know, you see that the word of God grows. And it grows in two ways. First, it says, in Jerusalem, the word of God grew and multiplied. And then second of all, they were scattered. And the ones that were scattered went out and preached the word of the gospel. So here are these two words, the increase and then the spread. So mainly the burden for Philadelphia on these campuses is the increase. The goal is that I feel this is the brother's burden. I think this is, so the goal is that there would be, you know, we would gain ones off all these campuses for the building of the church. We would find the good building material. These find ones that we would gain as freshmen, take 4 years to perfect them, and even have some go to the training. And eventually these ones could bear some weight in the Lord's recovery. Like a campus like UPenn, you know, there's students from all over the U.S. There's students from Alabama, from Wisconsin, Colorado. So there's a view here that there would be a prevailing campus work here in Philadelphia. These ones would be so useful. So I would say, you know, we presented some specific burdens, but generally, if the Lord leads, we could pray for that. There would be, and we've been a team, we've had a team for about three semesters now, there would be a reaping. We've been laboring for about three terms, and now that there'd be a glorious reaping in the next couple years of some college freshmen that we could work on for the next 4 years. And then, it's just second of all, just strengthen the team in Philadelphia. So those are two general brands.
I'm from Texas, but I'm going to be going to Boston, or by Boston next year, to a school called WPI, it's in Worcester Polytechnic. I know there's a small locality there, it's like maybe 10 to 15 same. I think there are two other students on the campus. I don't really know, because when we visited, they were on an outing. I would just pray for a vital group and for a nucleus on the campus for this trip.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My name is Chris Clark. I'm from Denton, Texas. This is Nathan. He's also from Denton. We go to the University of North Texas, or UNT. Just a quick report, and then he'll give the prayer burdens. There's about six full-timers there. We have about six solid new ones, I would say about three of which are freshmen, two of which are freshmen, and they've both already showed interest, maybe going to the FTTA or doing something with their whole life with the Lord. We have about 20 to 30 contacts that meet regularly throughout the week with Bible studies. And then on every Thursday night, we have what's called Student Connect. And we've kind of changed all of the things from college age meeting to and like home meeting to something that's more palatable to the students because, you know, we need to get out of our ways as well. And so it's Community Connect or Student Connect and things like that so the students can get a better grasp of what it actually is. But anyways, on Student Connect, which is Thursday at 5, there's about 30 to 40 people coming there. And the students have really been enjoying the singing and they've been prophesying. We feel the Lord's moving, but as always, there's some prayer burdens.
Jesus. Yeah, we have this thing called Freshman Connect. I know the sister mentioned it earlier. It's where, you know, we get all the freshmen together in a day, and we take them out to this ranch, and we have, you know, messages and games. We did it last year, and it was a really big success, but this is one of our prayer burdens. So prayer burden one would be Freshman Connect. And some sub-points to that would be, you know, to follow up through prayer. You know, put in a lot of prayer time for this activity. And I pray, and another sub-point to that would be the Lord would gain some hearts, you know, and teach these freshmen how to touch their spirits, you know. You know, give them a taste. Once you taste the Lord, he's like, wow, I want some more, right? And, you know, then we split up in groups. We do like color team, purple team, orange team, magenta team. But in these, and then we had two mentors per group, and but that these mentors maybe you could, you know, call these people and follow up, you know, do some shepherding, something, you know, I think that'd be great. That way, you know, this Freshman Connect thing is going to be like, oh yeah, I went to Freshman Connect, it was fun, yeah, and then I'd do whatever for the rest of the semester, you know, follow up with that starts with the mentors, and maybe we could pray that the freshmen would open their minds, you know, when they come. There's so many concepts, you know, out there. I remember when I got to college, I had so many concepts about Christianity. You know, there's so many different religions, this and that. But, you know, maybe that we could bind the enemy and the Lord could just get through that, you know, the block in the mind. And our second prayer burden is for the sisters, our Lord Jesus' sisters. just, you know, more blending with the sisters. You know, we have a lot of sisters that come, you know, they come to the meetings, like, hey, sister, but then, like, they leave, and they just, you know, go right back, and they don't connect, do anything, call each other, text, email, you know, Lord Jesus. You know, more shepherding, you know, a lot more shepherding from the sisters, and more of them would help, too. Two, if we need more full-timers that can relate more to these sisters, the full-timers we have working with the sisters right now are kind of old. Oh, sorry. You know, we need maybe some younger, some, you know, some more that can relate to them more, you know, instead of, you know, maybe these older sisters. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're from Texas Christian University, TCU in Fort Worth, and we actually have a locality on the campus right now. We just don't have the campus work. There's three of us. We're all sisters. And like the brother said, we use more brothers on the campus too. I mean, you know. And we are only two blocks from the meeting hall. And we are just burdened for TCU because it's supposed to be a Christian school, but unfortunately, it's half Christian, half Muslim. So half of them are open. So we have a strong burden for those, for all of them.
Our burdens, I guess, would be to get more contacts. During the first weeks of school, there's a time where all the different, I guess, religious groups put out tables in the front lawns, and we usually put our table as well. We just don't get that many contacts. So let's pray to the Lord that we get more people to sign up and also that we would follow up with those contacts. And also, I think it's really important that we, the three of us, just form a nucleus, too.
Yeah,
I'm from UT Arlington, and they were supposed to have a brother like present with me, but he got sick. So brothers, wash your hands. Just give a really quick report. And we have 8 full-timers, and we have a campus team. And we have 60 students in the class. And on Monday, we have gospel time. We go out to preach the gospel, like, for the students. And we have Bible studies and college meeting, too. And actually, our campus work grows, like, pretty healthy. There are a lot of people got saved, like, even in their senior year, and then go to the full-time training. So it's really good. But I think our main burden is, like, that more students, because we have 60 students, but right now our nuclear, like, group, right now it's just, like, 5 people that can come regularly, come to the student praying time and the student coordination. So we don't have a lot of students, like, rise up and then have burden for the students on campus. So I just, like, so this is our first burden that the student can, like, rise up. And the second burden is for, like, on 26, we have this barbecue thing because we have our freshman orientation, and a lot of people signed up for Freshman Connect. And we were thinking about don't wait until Freshman Connect to meet them. Like, right now, we have this barbecue that they can, like, meet with us and spend time, like, in summer with them. So the second one is, like, for the barbecue that can have more freshmen come and then meet them, and then we can just, like, be normal, and normal student love God. Yeah, so that's the second burden.
We're representing Texas A&M in College Station, and just for a really quick report, the situation there is very healthy. We had a team of 4 saints in the spring of 2007, 3.5 years ago, and most of the families that we have there migrated there for the Lord's move. So we have a lot of open homes that are willing to have students come in. We have a brother's house and a sister's house, and we have 56 total students in our care, 23 of which are pretty solid, and then we have this regular student prayer meeting on Monday nights. Basically our little student nucleus of about 5 to 8 students. Anyways, that's just brief. But our burdens?
One of our burdens is to gain key Christians on campus. Texas A&M is a very Christian school. Probably nearly everyone you meet will say that they're Christian. But we're just really burdened that they won't be satisfied with a low gospel, and that there are tons of Christian clubs on campus, and our burden is, I guess, specifically just to gain some of the leaders in these clubs, these key Christians, so they can see, they can tell their friends, you know, there's something more. There can be a stronger testimony of the Lord's move on this campus. He can really do what he wants.
Okay, so our second burden is that the I don't really know how to phrase it, but basically we have a lot of students that are going to be leaving in May. Basically everyone who meets on Monday night in this prayer time is going to be graduating. And so we're really burdened that the younger ones in our campus would rise up and really get a burden for this campus. We're having, I think, 3 new freshmen come, and we're just really burdened that we would take this next year, the older ones would get connected with the younger ones, and we could just perfect each other. And also that we would have some families with young people come to College Station, just to strengthen our community saints and really strengthen the threefold cord.
Amen. I'm from Rice University in Houston. And just to give a brief report, we don't have a team that comes to Rice, but there's a team in Houston that primarily is on the University of Houston campus. And over the past few years, there have been some full-timers that come. They have appointments on campus with students. We have a lunch every week. And actually, last year, we got our club restarted that had become defunct. So then this past year, we had a table during orientation, and we got the names of about 50 freshmen that were interested. And so we started having a Bible study once a week. But this is one of the burdens, is that we would really follow up in a healthy way and in a consistent way with the ones whose names that we get. Because over the course of the year, there would be maybe a couple that would come, and then we wouldn't see them again. And then the next week, one or two more would come, and then we wouldn't see them again. So just consistent follow-up with the students that we contact. And then another thing is that the culture on campus is very strong, and almost everyone lives on campus. And in the past, we have two grad students, and then one sister, I just graduated. One sister is going to be a senior, one sister is going to be a junior, one sister is going to be a sophomore. And so it's been hard kind of forming a vital group out of that, because we're in very different places and sort of, but the Lord this year has brought seven freshmen that are going to be starting in the fall, and they're from all over, and we're all really burdened that these seven, they would really become knit together, they would become vital, they would pray together, they would be together, they would come to campus with the thought that they would already be speaking to the people that they're meeting during orientation, and that they would really get into the home, they would have sort of a running start and just really fully enter into the church life. Also that they would also become knit together with the students that are already there.
Amen. We're from the university, from UT Dallas. Since last December, we started having the student coordinations where a bunch of us just get together and pray for each other and pray for the campus work. On the student coordination, many of us just rise up to take the lead and go to the campus and share. And also during the student coordination, it gave a great opportunity for those who don't function very much on campus to function. So, and also in the student coordination, some of us meet some students and just bring their names to the coordination and just pray for them. So this student coordination has been great since December, but in this upcoming year, some of us are graduating, and we're gonna lose this one that's been serving. So one of our burden is that the students will take up the burden and take the lead for this student coordination. In these upcoming 2 or 3 weeks, we have freshman convocation and freshman connect. So we want the younger ones to just take up the burden, like have a burden. So something will happen on campus. So that's our first burden. And another burden that we have is that we need sisters. On a Thursday fellowships that we have, on average 29 students, 23 are brothers, 6 are sisters, and 3 of the sisters are full-timers. One of them used to be a full-timer. And then on average only 2 new ones come. And also, this matter of the sisters is sometimes new ones come in and all they see is 2 rows of brothers, but don't see any sisters. So they feel discouraged. So that's our second burden, that there will be more sisters on our campus. Yeah.
All right. I'm Manuel, and I go to Stanford in Palo Alto. And the burden would be that the students there would coalesce into a nucleus with a burden for the campus. And then secondly, we need more students because either brothers or sisters. Right now we're 5 students, 3 undergrads, 2 grads who are both graduating, and we're 100% brothers, so we need sisters too. So we really need to pray for Stanford. Amen.
Well, we go to UT Austin, and I'll just give you the prayer burdens. One is that that the enemy would be bound and the negative speaking would stop about our club, because it really discourages a lot of the freshmen when they come in. Within a week of meeting with us, they hear something negative by a different club out of, like, jealousy or something. And so that we can bear fruit, especially from the freshman class. And then also we would raise – all the students would rise up into vital groups to take the burden of the campus work. Because right now we have a lot of full-timers, and they do most of the stuff. But we need to have the students take up the burden.
Amen. My name is Alou Musse. I'm from the University of Nottingham in the UK. Now, let me just give you a quick brief overview of how it is in the UK. In the UK, there's like a few young people, I'd say probably college age, 20 students, I'd say, college age, but they're all scattered around, all around the UK. This means that on their campus, there's only either them or just them and somebody else. Now, with the campus work is usually concentrated only in London. And actually, recently, there's been less campus work because there's been a move to the new, like, 12 cities that there's been a burden for. So this means that a few of the young people, college-age students there, have become alienated and kind of they only manage to meet up with other young people when they're big conferences. And they go to the home meetings and everything, but it's hard for them to continue in a strong way. I only ever had a companion to work with, I mean, to pray with and to honor fellowship with. We had a little nucleus, and we also had a few families who were willing to come onto the campus and work. But unfortunately, probably in total, we gained minus one people, so which is bad. But I still have the faith that the Lord will gain what he's after. And it's also, my main burden is that the students in the UK would begin to hear this matter of a nucleus, right? And start to find a way and actually be paired up and get other people to pursue with in a strong way. Not only because it's often the case that they hear something in Poland or they hear something at the conferences and are stirred up in spirit, but then it's hard for them to continue because they're segregating from everybody else. So I just pray that they would find other people to continue with, and also that the Lord would gain something on each campus in the UK.
I'm Eva. I'm from Jackson, Mississippi, where there are a lot of scattered students. Like, I'm going to be the only one on my campus, small private liberal arts, and then there's going to be one sister as a freshman. I'll be a freshman too, and she's going to be alone at a community college, and her family has just entered into the church life. So I'm really burdened that she and I would be blent together, but not only that, but you know, our couple of medical students and our one other college brother, and even the upcoming high school, there's one and two becoming freshmen in high school, that all these students would become vitalized. We're all very alienated at this point, or either that or our relationships are kind of natural and we just kind of show up at the young people's meetings sometimes when we have them. Anyway, my number one burden is that all the students in Jackson, Mississippi would be blent together and vitalized individually so that we could become a vital group. And then for my campus specifically, Millsaps College, that there would be a vital companion there for me so that there would be a way for the Lord to have an outreach of the gospel. Amen.
I go to Cal State Long Beach, and Lauren, she serves there as a full-time training. And I guess my main burden for campus is that we would just all be deeply rooted in Christ. We have a really glorious corporate church life. We have two Bible studies on campus a week, about four home meetings. The sisters, the older sisters, cook dinners for us all the time. I'm in about eight meetings per week, and we just have it's really glorious. We have a really glorious corporate church life, but lately, a couple brothers and sisters have left us, and you know, after some frustrating situations, and in our student nucleus, we were all fellowshipping, and we were just like, you know, how can this happen? You know, we do so much, and just through this training, I've realized that you know, we need to really be built together in the twos and threes, and in our personal time with the Lord, mm-hmm. because if the troubling winds come, they'll blow us down if we're not deeply rooted in Christ. So.
And I would just say how to bring the new ones into the actual church life and not just the campus work. They fellowship with us in the training about, like, yes, you need to have the students together meeting and having a nucleus, but you also need to go to your home meetings and tell them about what you're doing so that your home meeting's praying and supporting you, because otherwise how can you bridge the gap? And I guess for the trainees, we're kind of strange out there, and we don't actually get to be with our own students very much, because at Cal State Long Beach, it's very much on the gospel. So I guess I would hope that some of our existing students would want to go out on the gospel with the trainees, and that would be a lot easier to bring the students, you know, the new ones into the church life if they actually know some students. So,